Theater 5 presents Goodbye, Matt.
Yeah, I know, but it's only $5,000, Matt. I hate bothering you about it.
Well, perfectly all right, Tony. An oversight, you understand?
Sure. An oversight.
I've been involved in a complicated financial deal that $5,000 simply slipped my mind. You'll have my check tomorrow.
Made out to cash.
As usual. And now, if you don't mind, I'm at a business luncheon.
A profitable one, I hope.
Extremely. So long, Tony.
Goodbye, Matt.
Excuse me, sorry. I'm sorry, darling. I hate mixing business with pleasure, but that call was important.
I'm sure it was.
At least it was important to him. You think $5,000 is a lot of money?
It's a lot to me.
Well, one day I'll buy you a mink coat worth twice that.
I don't want a mink coat. All I want is you.
You're a sweet kid. You've already got me.
I don't want you like this, Matt. Not like this. It's wrong. Anyway, it's wrong for me.
Hey, are those tears? Why, they'll fall into the salad and ruin the dressing.
Don't joke with me, Matt, please. Oh, I never dreamed I'd be... What's a nice word for it? Involved? With a married man. Is involved a nice word?
Jill, darling.
I'm not even sure how it happened.
Well, I can tell you. I went to visit Aunt Purdy, and I met you there, and... It happened.
But your wife...
How many times do I have to tell you? It's been over with Amy and me for years.
Matt, that night in my apartment, you told me you were getting a divorce. If I hadn't believed that, I'd never...
I am getting a divorce. I swear to you.
You swore it months ago.
Darling, try to understand.
If you only knew how understanding I've tried to be.
The one thing I don't want is for you to get mixed up in anything sordid, dirty... You don't know Amy the way I do. If I came right out and asked her for a divorce, she'd have the dogs on us in no time. Hire private detectives. They'd find out about us.
Matt.
No, I won't have you dragged through the mud. Your name in all the papers. Wife, name's girlfriend. And...
Matt, don't.
Trust me. I can handle Amy. I'll make her think wanting a divorce is all her idea. I'm close now, believe me.
Oh, Matt.
Don't cry, darling. Everybody's looking at us.
I'm sorry, I just can't help it.
Shh, please. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to...
What's the matter?
Sarah Benton, a friend of Amy's. She's seen us. What the devil is she doing here, slumming?
She saw us? Are you positive?
She saw us all right, with my arm around you. If I hadn't been trying to stop you from sniveling, I might
have... Matt!
She was running her tongue over her lips like a cat over a saucer of cream. And the way she hightailed it out of here, she'll get to Amy. Tell her about it.
I'm glad.
What?
Meeting in out-of-the-way places, making sure no one ever sees you coming into or leaving my apartment. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad it's in the open now.
You must be out of your mind. Can't you understand anything?
Can't you see it's for the best? Now you can be honest. Tell your wife about this. Tell her you want to marry
Listen. Listen to me, Jill. I wouldn't marry you if I could.
What?
We've had a few laughs, some good times, but marry you? Why, Miss Nobody from nowhere? I'm already married to the daughter of D.W. Garson, one of the richest men in the country.
Then all the things you said, everything that happened...
But nobody held a gun to your head, honey. You've collected a few nice memories, and be grateful.
I can't believe that.
You realize what you've got me into? If my wife finds out, I'm dead. I could mean that literally. That $5,000 I told you about, that's a gambling debt. And Amy holds the purse strings, holds them tight. If I don't get the money from her, where will I get it? Tony's boys don't play games. They play for real.
Well, until today, I thought we were playing for real.
Shut up. I've got to think. Angle. I've got to think of an angle. I've always been able to.
You know, it's funny. A few minutes ago, you said that the one thing you didn't want was for me to get mixed up in anything sordid, dirty. I'm going to take a bath. A long one. But I don't think even that will make me feel clean.
Alibi, that's it. That's cover myself. Somebody Amy will believe instead of Sarah Benton. That's what I need, an alibi.
I hope you find one. Goodbye, Matt.
Matt, my maid told me I had a visitor. She didn't say who, but it is you, isn't it?
Yes, Aunt Prudy. But how did you... Well, I mean...
Sometimes I think I see better now that I'm blind. You have a certain way of moving about a room that couldn't possibly belong to anyone else. Sit down, sit down. Stop fidgeting. You make me nervous.
Fidgeting?
You're stroking your tie, oh, twisting your cufflinks. It's in your voice. That little quiver. I know you as well as I know where every piece of furniture is placed in this room. You're upset about something. Want to tell me?
I'm only upset because I can't stay long, and I'd like to.
You haven't been here for such a long time.
Well, not because I haven't wanted to. I've been working on a big deal.
One of these days, Amy will lose patience with those big deals. And I wouldn't want you to lose her, Matt.
That's the last thing I want, Aunt Prudy.
Be honest with me. Hmm? I always knew why you married her, because she's a very rich young woman. And you, my boy, always knew which side your bread was buttered on.
Don't say that.
Who has a better right? I buttered it for you myself long enough. Then I realized I had to make you look out for yourself, for your own salvation. I must say, you looked out for yourself pretty well.
I love my wife. I didn't at first, but I do now.
That's what I wanted to hear, and I believe you. It's a welcome change. You're not always honest with me. All right. What big deal are you up to now? Will it work?
It has to work. You think I enjoy getting an allowance from my wife?
Oh, Matt, be fair. That happened only after Amy got tired of seeing you throw money away so recklessly on every get-rich-quick scheme that came along.
Well, this happens to be a legitimate real estate venture.
I hope so.
And I didn't come to argue with you or defend myself.
Why did you come? You want something from me, don't you?
Why are you so suspicious? I told you I just wanted to see you, but you're giving me such a hard time, and I'm sorry I came.
Please don't be. And the matches are on the mantel.
Huh?
You're looking for one, aren't you?
I wish you wouldn't keep guessing like that. It makes me uncomfortable.
Ah, you found them. Good. Now, let's talk about something pleasant. Amy... She came to see me twice last week. Amy's a thoughtful girl.
Well, she's annoyed with me because I don't see you enough.
Never mind. You're here now. Jill is such a comfort to me.
Huh? Jill?
Mm-hmm.
What brought her up? I thought we were talking about Amy.
Well, we are, in a way. Wasn't it Amy who hired her to come and read to me? You remember Jill, don't you?
Well, vaguely.
A sweet child. I'm worried about her. She's unhappy. I suspect it's a man.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't pry if I were you.
Oh, I won't. Mm. But I hate to have her unhappy. She hasn't had an easy life, an orphan, you know. But she's in for a big surprise one day.
Surprise?
Mm. I've changed my will. I've left the bulk of my estate to her.
You did what?
Oh, I discussed it with Amy. Your wife has great faith in you, Matt. She believes that sooner or later, with her help, you're bound to be a great success. So you won't need my money.
Well, I think that's very generous of you. I mean, I'm sure Jill will be very surprised to wake up one morning and find herself rich. Of course, not for a long time, I hope.
Oh, Matt, I know I haven't too much longer. Anyway, I'm glad you're pleased with what I've done. You're looking at your watch, aren't you? Hmm? You have to leave.
Yes, it's a business appointment. Hmm. Say, Aunt Prudy, that there is something you can do for me. Call Amy and tell her we had lunch together. It'll please her.
Gladly. I'll call and tell her you were here.
For lunch.
Why lunch?
Well, why not? I mean, it would make her happy.
Matt, out with it.
Out with what?
I told you before. I know you well. You need an alibi for lunch. What are you hiding?
Nothing. I'm not hiding anything.
I think I know. I'm almost sure I do.
You couldn't. You could... I mean, know what?
You've been at the racetrack again. And after you promised Amy...
And pretty. Well, you guessed right again. Okay, I admit it. I've been a bad boy. I was at the track, and, well, you see, a friend of Amy's saw me, so I left right away. Now, if you'll just tell Amy I was having lunch with you at the time, well, she'll never believe
it. Sorry, Matt.
Hmm? You're turning me down?
I'm through making excuses for you. Oh, what you've done today isn't so serious. It's not as if you were with another woman.
No, listen, please. It's important.
Perhaps if you're forced to face up to it with your wife, then you won't be so tempted next time to spend an afternoon gambling instead of attending to work. Oh, it's time for my nap now, Matt. Thank you for coming.
But Aunt Purdy,
it's no use. You can't talk me into it. I won't alibi for you. Not this time. Goodbye, Matt.
All right, Jane, send in my son-in-law.
I know you're probably busy, Dad. I just stopped by to say hello.
Don't call me Dad.
D.W., then.
Well, I suppose you have to call me something. What do you want?
I want to make your daughter happy. That's all.
Really? I can name half a dozen other men who'd have done a better job.
But she chose me. And sooner or later, D.W., you're going to have to accept that. Now, I wish you would accept it for her sake, and that's why I'm here.
The only reason?
So help me. Now, next week is our fifth anniversary.
Don't remind me. I know it.
Then it's time that you knew this. In spite of how cheerful Amy acts with you, underneath she's... well, she's pretty miserable.
Because of you? I'm not surprised.
No, because of you. Because of our relationship.
She knows how I feel about you. It doesn't bother her. If it did, she wouldn't have married you.
You think it doesn't bother her? Now, look. Can't we try? I mean, for the sake of someone we both love, to get along?
Well, I...
Just meet me halfway, huh? What do you say?
Well, I've got to admit she's still in love with you. Even after all those wild investments you made with her trust fund...
If I'd only felt free to come to you for advice, I wouldn't have made so many mistakes, D.W.
I suppose for Amy's sake, I could try.
Well, that's all I ask, all I came for. Thank you. Will you call her and tell her we've reached an understanding? It'll be her best anniversary present.
Sure, why not?
It's after 4 now. She went to a charity auction. She'll probably be home now.
I'll phone her as soon as you leave.
Great. Just tell her we had a nice lunch together.
Lunch?
Well, it'll make it sound friendlier, you know, you and I having lunch together.
But we didn't have lunch together.
Oh, can't you say it anyway? I mean, who'll it hurt?
Who'll it help? Are you looking for an alibi for lunch, Matt? And look at me when I'm talking to you.
Okay, you're right. Yes, I am.
I thought so. Why?
Because I'm thinking of Amy again, trying to... protect her from poisonous gossip.
Better let me have it from the beginning.
Well, nothing to tell, really, but... if Amy's in now, Sarah Benton may be on the phone with her this very minute, filling her full of lies.
What kind of lies, Matt? And what are you so nervous about?
I'm not nervous.
Your hand's shaking. You smoke too much.
So I'm nervous, all right. I admit that, too. Because an innocent lunch with Jill, my aunt's companion, is going to be twisted into something... something ugly.
Just how is it you were having lunch with that girl?
Because Amy and I are concerned about my aunt. Aunt Purdy tries to spare us. She says she's in no pain, but I knew that Jill, being with her every day, could tell me the truth about her condition.
Sounds reasonable. Go on.
Well, there's no more to tell, except that Sarah Benton saw us together, and she'll blow it up into quite a story.
That's ridiculous.
It's vicious, but I know Sarah. Now, I don't want Amy hurt, Dad. So if you'll just simply tell her we had lunch together, she'll take your word for it.
Now, look here, Matt.
Hmm?
You said you wanted to feel free to come to me for advice.
Yes.
My advice is to tell Amy the truth. You've nothing to hide.
Don't you understand? Sarah could say anything. Anything.
Why would she lie?
She's the kind who would say anything.
All right. What's the real reason you were having lunch with your aunt's companion?
Amy's the only woman in my life.
You mean at this particular moment?
Okay. Don't do me any favors. Don't alibi for me. Just remember your own words. Amy's still in love with me. I've known how to make her a lot happier than all your money ever did.
Get out of here. Get out.
And because she's in love with me, she trusts me. If Sarah Benton or anyone destroys that trust, Amy's the one who might be destroyed. You hear me? Dad?
Yes. Now you hear me. Goodbye, Matt.
Operator, I've been calling my home, GR54598, for over 20 minutes. Is that number out of order?
One moment, please. I'm sorry. There are two parties talking. The line is busy.
Sarah's really got a good thing going.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Jill, darling, look,
we have nothing to say to each other.
If I could just see you, I know that...
If you ever see me again, it'll only be at your aunt's.
You have no idea how my aunt feels about you. It's practically like a mother.
So that's why you called.
What?
You're afraid I'll say something to her. Don't worry. I'd be too ashamed. Or are you afraid she'd take you out of her will?
Take me out of her will? That's very funny. That's very... Jill, don't hang up on me. Jill! Amy?
Oh, Matt. You're home.
I tried to call you. The line was busy.
Oh, Sarah Benton called. She told me she saw you having lunch today with Jill. I was furious with her for suggesting there was anything improper in that.
You mean she actually suggested there was? Sure, Jill and I had lunch. I wanted to ask her about Aunt Purdy. You know what I mean.
Oh, then you did have lunch with her.
Huh? Yes, isn't that what we were talking about?
After Sarah called, I heard from your aunt. She said you had lunch with her. I began to wonder how you could have been in two places at once. Unless, of course, Sarah had been mistaken.
That's it. Sarah made a mistake.
Matt. You just admitted you were with Jill.
And then
Dad called.
What?
Seems you had lunch with him, too. It was then that I realized you were trying very hard to hide something from me. Sarah wasn't wrong, was she?
Amy,
I wondered why your aunt and my father bothered to alibi for you. Well, as far as Aunt Purdy's concerned, you're still her nephew. I suppose she couldn't let you down. I wondered why Dad alibied for you. He never liked you. Well, that didn't take too much figuring out either. He wants me to be happy, and he thought I needed you to make me happy. So I'm going to tell him how wrong he is when I go home to him.
You are home. If I'm here, this is home.
Oh, by the way, I told Cook there'll just be one for dinner, but... I doubt if you'll be very hungry. After all, you had three lunches today. Goodbye, Matt.
Amy, don't walk out on me. I need you. I need you. Yes? Who is it?
I just wanted to refresh your memory. $5,000 by tomorrow. Don't forget, or it's goodbye, Matt.
Theater 5. 5 has presented Goodbye, Matt, written by Winifred Wolfe, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Ed Zimmerman, Margaret Hamilton, Guy Sorrell, Evelyn Juster, and Joan Lovejoy. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.